killer, 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 the mind.
was much needed. New t-shirt, new underwear, and just a nice impression of my downstairs. Got a bite to eat. I ate it pretty quickly, but probably shouldn't eat a lot because it's a Sunday and Sunday dinners are usually quite big in this house. So I've also got the window. I've also got the curtains open. I can see outside my window and see that it's grey and murky and horrible. And not at all sunshiny. So the Sonic Artifact we played like 2 hours and 2.5 hours ago meant absolutely nothing. Anyway, we had their Res Area 5 and Phantasy Star Universe and Save This World, the Orchestra Remix. That was basically so I had 18 minutes to go journey off and get changed and such like. Talking about consoles that the people own, the Chaos Blue is, I believe, the one who asked who here has all the current gen consoles. Max Firestone says I have a Wii and a PS3, but no 360. Mr. Awesome says I have a PS3 and Wii. Wayne the Game says every single one, and the previous gen, then the gen before that, and so on. Well, I've currently got a 3DS, a DS Lite, a PS3, a Wii, a 360 Slim, a PlayStation, a PSP, and a PSP Go. An Android tablet, if you want to count that, a games console. That's about it, actually. I've got Kinect as well, if you want to count that as a console. So, but Sunday dinner, I know. Nom nom nom. So yes. You know, as obviously we'll just reiterate what we said earlier, just in case you didn't quite catch it. At 11 o'clock this morning, don't be alarmed when the stream cuts out, we will be observing a 2-minute silence, dot on 11 o'clock as commanded by my computer clock. So if for whatever reason we do happen to be in the middle of a discussion, I will be cutting you off and turning the microphone off. So we will actually be holding a 2-minute silence, whether you like it or not. But because of how dicky Skype has been on and off, I really do find it unlikely that we're going to get the majority of people in who we wanted to have in. So, what have you missed so far if you've tuned in now? Well, basically, you've missed 4 special guests. We've had Titans Creed started us off from 10 o'clock Saturday evening going through to midnight. All being well, he should be back with us from about 5 p.m. this evening for an hour. We had Archangel UK who popped in Sunday morning, or this morning at midnight. Earthheart, his real name, sir. I do apologise. I know it doesn't wind a few people up. I never know who it doesn't. So I just tend to use real names or online names. We had Earthheart who joined us kind of halfway between the 3 till 4 o'clock hour. So I had him written down as being from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock because it was kind of like where he was. And then we had Darkspeed or Elson, who was in from 6 till 8, pretty much. He only left us about 25 minutes ago. Mr. Awesome saying, why a 2-minute silence? It's because it's Remembrance Sunday in the UK. I'm fairly sure other countries around the world do something in remembrance for it as well. So basically it's to like remember the fallen from the two world wars, and obviously also the Gulf Wars. And the tragic loss of life from our armed forces, basically. So, it's only 2 minutes. I'm sure it's not going to be the end of anyone's world. Ironically, we are meant to be having Vija on from about 11 till 12, so I'm sure he'll be okay with waiting a couple of minutes. And as I say, then we've got Titans Creed and Nemain in from 5 until 6. 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock is no guests. That's when we're going to be doing our raffle. Raffle prize draw. We've got some awesome prizes. If you want to actually get yourself on the list to gain an entry for this basically almost once in a lifetime. Well, I say once in a lifetime for this rather unique raffle of prizes that are being donated by people, which is amazing. You know, it's just like I've really got to say thank you for you all for that. The raffle that we've got is a Sonic shirt in size small, a Shadow plush, a A3 signed Werehog print. It's all drawn by Domain. She's drawn it, get it printed out to A3 size, and we'll then sign it for you. I need to double check with Tracker what he's actually doing. He was pledging a copy of Daytona USA on Sega Saturn, but I believe it's been changed now, so we will confirm that as and when we hear about it. We have a copy of Phantasy Star Universe on the Japanese version from the PS2. Obviously, bear in mind you can't play it, but collector's value nonetheless. We have a poster of the Sonic Montage, which is basically just a cast poster. AOUK is donating his Summer of Sonic 2010 franchise-changing T-shirt, and Titans Creed and KC have, amongst them, donated two Radio Sega T-shirts. One of them will be plain, and the other one you will be able to get your name on the back. So basically, to get yourself one of those, donate more than £5 into our Just Giving account at justgiving.com/SegaThon. You should know how to spell that by now. You know, we've been on the air for 10 hours. I'm sure you've seen it around. If you're tuned in, you're probably looking at it. Donate more than £5. Make sure your name, whether it's a real name or a username for one of the major forums, so Sonic Rex, Sonic Rex's Eon, SSMB or Radio Sega, not on Sonic Retro. But if you're following me on Twitter or I'm following you on Twitter, then use your Twitter name and we'll soon figure it out. And yes, you will get an entry. If you've already entered, don't panic. You can always donate again to give yourself an extra entry, as long as the minimum donation is £5. It'll be okay. And what we're going to do is I'm just going to get like a big, massive... We're going to write down all of the prizes and put it in like one pile of paper. And then we'll get another pile of paper full of names. And then we shall, say gaff on. Then we'll just draw a name out and then a prize, and that is what you've got. There you go. Current donation total is indeed 250 English pounds. And we've still got about 13 and a half hours to go now at this point. So plenty of opportunity for you to get some donations in. And also, if you're wanting the Hatsune half hour, as I've decided to call it, then you need to be donating money anyway. We need another £500 to get yourself 30 minutes of supposedly great Hatsune Miku music, including the first play of Live and Learn from Hatsune Miku, Project Diva Extend, as it's called now. It's not called 2.5 anymore, it's called Project Diva Extend. It is the first time you will hear it is a Radio Sega exclusive. Should you not reach the designated amount, I will be deleting the track from my computer, so you cannot request it in future, and you will have to wait until the full Extend soundtrack is available for download. So this is an opportunity for you to kind of jump the gun a bit. You won't get the chance to request Project Hatsune Miku songs. They will basically be picked at random until the runtime is 30 minutes, and then we leave them to play. Sorry, had a bit of a joke. Fixed it now. So... there you go. It's kind of a way for me to try and get more money, and of course it is, you know, but it's all going to a worthy cause. I'm not pocketing any of this, because Just Giving donated straight into the bank account of the charity which we are raising money for, which is of course BBC Children in Need. If you need more information, bbc.co.uk/Pudsey, spelled P-U-D-S-E-Y. He's a bear with an eye patch on. I know, it's unique really. kind of hoping that this song that I've just queued up isn't one that I've already played. I'm just having a quick scan to make sure. There's only one of them beforehand, I don't know why I'm taking this far back for. Some music on for you guys then. As I say, you know, don't forget to get your wallets out and give kindly to these children who really, really, really do need your help. If at all possible, that would be fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Chris Maiden with the main theme from Sonic 3 Riders. It's called 3.
Like to be speeding like.
Seeing all these people go to bed last night, and now obviously I'm seeing all the Americans going to bed, and I'm seeing all of the British people getting up, and I'm still here. I've still not gone to sleep. For those of you who thought that, it was mainly the rain actually, who thought that I couldn't do all of this jibber jabber for 24 hours, I'm going to keep coming back to it, because it's when you say something like that I'm going to go and try and prove you wrong. And I am now 10 minutes short of 11 hours. I'm still speaking English, I'm still speaking coherently. I'm starting to feel a little strange. there's times when I'm having brief little dizzy spells, and I had the strangest feeling during the Columns 97 medley that I could hear something. So I'm hearing things, and my head's starting to feel really dizzy at times. But I'm just thinking we should probably take that as meaning I need more breaks on the bed. Yeah, the music that you just had there was Dreams Come True and Sweet, 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 the main hook of which came from the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 credits theme. Then we had the Columns 97 medley from Columns 97, and Chris Maiden and Free, the main theme for Sonic Free Riders. Thank you to everybody for the well wishes, by the way. I mean, Vija is saying it's a perfect day to stay in and listen to Radio Sega. Titan's Creed is saying that he'd be right here with me if he didn't have to work. You guys are amazing. Vija's saying that I'm doing well to stay awake. And Woe 21. I think someone should take my place for a while. Yeah, I don't think so. I've got this far. I'm not going to give up. I've done 11 hours. I've only got one more hour to go, and then we're halfway through this thing. Bear that in mind. One more hour, and then we're halfway through. So I'm not giving up just because my head's feeling a little dizzy. Thanks, Firestorm. I remember the last time I stayed awake all day. Stayed at friends and we played Sonic 06 for 50 hours, 55 hours straight. Enjoyed every minute of it. Oh. Kasmin says, when's next guest? Next guest is apparently Vija at 11 o'clock after we've had our Remembrance Sunday little bit. I'm not really too sure what we're doing after that. I'm not too sure what's going on, to be honest. It does very much depend on whether Skype wants to play ball, because sometimes it doesn't. And other times it does. So, how about if I told you that we're going to have a Commodore 64 moment in this next music section? You know, why not have a little bit of different feel to things? Open up the 9 o'clock hour with some Commodore 64. Quite like that idea. Can't really say I care if you don't. It's getting done anyway. Maybe the guests should do the show for some hours so Gabby can get them. I don't want to sleep. The whole idea that I'm doing this 24 hours solo is because, I mean, call it self-harming or sadomasochistic or whatever term you want to use. I want to see if I can do it. I want to see if I can do a 24-hour broadcast. It's never going to get done again. I'm not, if we do a SegaThon next year, we'll probably change the rules a little bit, switch it around, see what we can do. Probably like have some sort of relay or something. I don't know. But this is more a test of my endurance. I want something that I can be proud of, because I have to be honest, the last two times I've been doing fundraising with the Songs for Sonic albums, I didn't really feel like the money that I'd earned for this charity was earned. I kind of felt like I was kind of taking it. So I felt that this time I'd do something that I felt would be worthy of the attention and worthy of the money that was being given. And what better way than to put yourself through torture, basically? Unless you've done it, you don't know how hard it is to try and keep yourself awake, because you get to a point where you want to be asleep, and it's forcing yourself not to go. I took a bed break at about 5:30, and I felt myself go twice, and I had to force myself off the bed, and I've not been to lay down since. I've spent, obviously nearly 4 hours sat in a chair or getting up and wandering around. I just cannot bring myself to lay down again, because, as soon as I've gone to sleep, that's it. There's no alarm set. I don't want to fail after getting so far. So it's one of those things that obviously it is. I am going to push through. I want to do it solo. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:55 a.m. on Sunday, the 13th of November. that means that we have got 13, just over 13 hours to go. It's not long until that becomes single figures. Just to throw things into perspective, single figures. And I'm just so going to enjoy going to bed this evening, you have no idea. No idea at all. Kesma's asking, doing anything for Remembrance Sunday? I personally, as I've already mentioned, I don't actually think you were in the IRC at the time. We will reiterate this at various points during the morning. I am going to turn the stream off for 2 minutes. When it gets to 11 o'clock, I'm just going to pause the music, microphone will be off, and we will observe the 2 minute silence. Oof, and then crack on at 2 minutes past 11. I might even see if there's any sort of fitting music that I can queue up for around that sort of time. I'm not too sure yet, to be honest. Not really thought that far ahead. I like it when I tell people what the time is, and people then start to reiterate times around the world. Mr. Awesome, it is 12:56 a.m. where he is. Max Firestorm says, probably sleep for 24 hours after this. I do hope not, because I've got work tomorrow. I don't want to go to sleep. I want to stay awake. So we've had some excellent donations overnight. If you've not actually been on, if you've only just woken up and you've not checked the Just Giving page yet, it might actually shock you to see that we're currently on £255. That is your 9 o'clock target, because I don't see it going up in the next 2 minutes. Oh god, I'm slightly yawning now. Once you start, you don't stop. This is the start of something really bad. So, you know, please keep bringing your donations in for children in need. It's... words would not be able to describe the fact that, you know, no matter how little you give, the value that we're sending to children in need right now, if we were going to stop now, £255 could change someone's life. It's entirely possible. It really is entirely possible. And I can't see why we should stop here, and why we can't use the next 13 hours to push on and to earn even more money. I mean, from work colleagues alone, I know that I'm owing 50 quid for music that I will be playing. One track I've already played, and one track that will be coming up within the next hour. So we're definitely looking at £305 if that money goes through. Not bad, is it? Not bad at all. Coming up next, it is 9 a.m. in the morning. Coming up next, we have three Commodore 64 tracks. One of which might be a bit familiar, because we played the 16-bit version a little bit earlier on this morning. Okay then. There's some Commodore 64 music for you there. That was Outrun and Splash Wave, and then the American version of Afterburner from Afterburner. The American version. And then Wilderness from Golden Axe. I just noticed something in the IRC. We've had Mike Taylor, or M1KET, because Mike with one instead of I. He says no one ever tells me about all these London meets that happen. People have got to start keeping me in the loop. Well, you see, the funny thing is obviously, you know, we need to start doing that. But the one time that was actually in the same place as you were, I didn't know. Because it was the Incubus gig of, what was it, a week last Friday. We happened to walk past someone who we felt looked like, me and Mina both looked like, I'm sure that was Amy. And it ended up it was. And we didn't see you there. And apparently you were there. And it was a mystery. So it was just shocking. Didn't really expect it. So, you know, we didn't get a chance to say hello. We must have basically almost walked past each other and didn't even know. Ooh, spooky. Other things that were happening in the world of the interwebs. Girl Gamer Nerd on TweetDeck then, but that's actually my client. On Twitter, saying that she's going to shake my hand for running on absolutely no caffeine. I don't know, I've had like 2 cans of Pepsi. That's got caffeine in, hasn't it? Is that enough to keep me awake for 24 hours? Probably not. But this is the thing, when you don't like coffee or tea, you tend to have to work around improvisers and such. Yes, so obviously, not even 15 minutes ago, I wrote a status saying that it was on £255. We're now sat on £280. It's not bad, is it? If you include gift aid on top of that, we're now looking at £315 going towards children in need. Still got 13 hours to go. You don't know what could happen. I don't know what I'm going to play. You know, feel free to request music, guys, because I've got plenty. I'd like to not play Sonic, though. In fact, actually, speaking of that, I do have one Sonic Generations track that has been requested. Let me see if I find that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that's the one that was requested. But yeah, I'd kind of like to try and keep away from Sonic for a little bit. Something a little bit different. Yeah, it's a bit different. Something you want to add? No? Yes? No? Maybe? Yes? No? Anyone? What's going on in the IC? Anyone? Star Humming. Star Humming? No, Humming Star. I've already played that. I played that when you weren't here. When it was you saying, what did I miss? Music, fun, games. We had Darkspeeds on for about an hour. And he said he was going to come on for about 20 minutes to have a chat before we went off to do some animating, and he ended up being on for about an hour. He hijacked my show, was asking me all sorts of questions. I thought that was in a job interview. It's quite funny, really, but, you know, it's just like, bloody hell, you know, steady on. Other than that, I don't know. Not a great deal, I don't think. Don't forget, obviously, we've I'll just walk away from that. Right. Oh dear. Yes, I was going to say, if you do want to catch up at any point with the Segathon, and you can kind of remember when you left it, hopefully during the next week, the podcasts will all be going up. Save This World was not Phantasy Star Online, it was Phantasy Star Universe, Dracchio. Seriously, Dracchio. Yeah, the podcasts are going to be going up as Radio Sega specials, with the exception of the first 2 hours, because they're the Saturday Night Sega episode. So the first 2 hours will be in Saturday Night Sega, the others will be uploaded as special episodes. So you'll be able to download it all and listen to it all back. And supposedly listen to me slowly going crazy, but as you can tell, I'm perfectly safe. Are we in the 300 quid yet? No. We're doing alright though. 285. I still think this best one of the best donations that I've got, actually. In fact, there's a couple. The first one was definitely Terry of Xbox donating money to the campaign. And the next one was one that happened overnight, which is... no, there we are. It happened overnight. I can't actually remember when it happened. But Voice of the IRC was very generous and donated £50, or what was obviously the equivalent of about $80. So, in these trying times, especially so close to Christmas as well, it's... fantastic, and has really put us well on the way to a very good total. Cheers, Max.
Thanks.
How about the Crazy Taxi main theme? You see, this is the thing. I'm not really. Have I even got that? I'm not really too sure if I should play Crazy Taxi because the license on that ran out. I don't even know if I've got the main thing for Crazy Taxi. I don't know what it's called. If you can tell me what it's called, I'll see if I can play it. I've got the Crazy Taxi soundtrack, I just don't know what it was called, because it was all licensed. Thanks to everyone who's obviously tweeting and spreading the word about the Segathon. I'm fairly sure it's not trending in the UK yet, despite the fact that I've been using it once every hour for the last day. Or for nearly the last 12 hours, really. We've got 3 songs queued up anyway. I put 2 songs in along with... you can't just request Crazy Bus. I need an actual name. An actual name of the song, because it's all licensed, isn't it? So I've got licensed names. I swear, if Segathon is actually trending in the UK, which it's not, that's a shame. Maybe if I change it to, like, London... Ending in London? No. Birmingham? No. Glasgow? No. Skyrim's there though, that's nice. Manchester? No. Right. That's unfortunate. Maybe if we all keep using Segathon at some point during the day, we might actually trend it. That'd be nice. Anyway, is it time for some music? It is! It is time for some music. In fact, it's already been started playing. I'm gonna shut up now. This is Sonic Generations Mission 5, Sonic 3D Blast, Sega Saturn version.
Let's go.
ladies and gentlefolk, two things. Number one, Beat Drop's overflow is nowhere near long enough at 3.5 minutes long. Seriously, it needs to be like 6-7 minutes long. It's fantastic. And also, we've hit £300. We have... with 12 and a half hours to go, we're at £300. And total, including gift aid, is now £337.50. Max Firestorm has agreed to pay one penny for... or basically, the equivalent value in pence. So... basically, £300 is equating to £3. So at the minute, he's going to be paying £3.37, which I think is a bit of a daft number, really. So ideally, I want to try and raise like £5,000 now, so that he has to give us £50. I'm only kidding, of course, but no, it's really nice. It is obviously that is going to be the final donation of the day, I'm sure, and it could actually tip us over a very important milestone, depending on where we are at the point. But yes, Children in Need will now be receiving from us £337.50, and we're not done yet. So, you know, let's not forget, I'm still expecting from work colleagues, I'm still expecting another £50. So we're looking at least £350. Least. Is hoping anyway, but yeah, thank you for all your. I mentioned this on Twitter, and I don't mention it lightly. Really, I don't. But you know, thank you all so much, not only for your donations, but for just kind of, you know, all of the nice well wishes and the tweets and the little bit of banter that I've had to get me through the evening. There was a couple of really difficult hours this morning where nobody was really around to talk to, and it was boring, to be honest. It was like, what do I tell? What do I talk about? I've got nobody to talk to. So, yeah, no, thank you so much for providing the banter and keeping me sane, and also for writing lovely messages on this Just Giving page. It's just fantastic. It's actually quite appropriate that the £15 that would get take us to £300 has come from Elson and my mother. But thank you so much. Yeah, thank you to everyone really who's been writing lovely messages. You know, Wayne, yeah, fantastic. You know, obviously Casey, Drakeo, the main who said the donation tastes of gay. You know, Kesman, Max Firestorm, a winner was you, a couple of anonymous ones actually, Retro Bob, AAUK, Terry, SD, who sent twice, two actually, KC sent two, T-Bird, Voice, Earthheart, Castle Inferno, Adam Wells, yeah, just a lot of you, you're all legends, and, this is it's humbling, really, you know, to see that you're all kind of we're all banding together to support this, and what makes this amazing is we didn't really promote this too much because I've been busy I've been busy with little things, but then I've also been playing an awful lot of Sonic Generations and just generally arsing about. This has not had the amount of promotion that I wanted it to get, and yet we've all banded around for this sort of common goal, and we've, quite frankly, what we're accomplishing here right now is amazing. I mean, we're 20 minutes away from 12 hours continuously on Radio Sega for one DJ. We've only been around for 5 years, and I hold my hands up. I apologise to everybody. We were meant to make a big deal of it. I was told not to forget it, and I forgot it. March 2006 was when Radio Sega was conceived. March of this year was its fifth birthday, and we completely glossed over it. I'd like to take the opportunity to say that this is us celebrating how far we've come in 5 years. We started off as a little radio that was part of a website called My Sega, as run by Sega Mark. And it turned into Radio Sega, and we wanted to... I joined, and he wanted to make it something. I joined, can't have been not long after that actually, I think I was about 2007, 2008 I joined. I will have a look. Because, you know, the story doesn't really get much of a bearing if I can't even tell you the facts straight. I joined. And since then, you know, I've wanted to make Radio Sega good. I'm talking over a balked track. Oh yeah, Boogie Run. I forget the Boogie Runs are balked. Never mind. but no, you know, I joined in 2007. I liked the community. I wanted to make it a better place. I wanted to bring Radio Sega forwards. And thanks to talking with Mark and other people, we got ideas. We started to progress the idea of the live shows. We started to look at the possibility of making something happen. And obviously in 2010 we did that. We started the live shows. I'd like to say that this is what we're doing now, right now, this 24-hour Segathon on one radio station, where at one point we had 41 people tuned in, which I hold my hands up for. That was not a record. I thought it was. It isn't. This is showing everybody just how far we've come, I'd like to think, because we are doing this ourselves. You know, we got one news article from Sonic Rex to promote this. We couldn't promote it on our own website because it's not working. We put an article up, we put it in the forums. This is all word of mouth, and the success of this campaign for children in need isn't down to me as a host. It isn't down to Radio Sega for not only providing the music, but also providing the means to get that music into your ears. The success of this campaign is down to you guys. Who are our listeners, you are our clientele, you are the people that we are serving, because Radio Sega provides a service, and that's to give you the best fucking Sega music anywhere on the internet. I'd like to think that we do that, and it's because of you guys that we are sat here right now at 9:43 a.m. having raised 300 quid for a UK charity, and we're not done yet. I want us to get to 500 quid, and if we do it quickly enough, I want to go further, and I want to see if we can hit £1,000. Ladies and gentlemen, Jet Set Radio, Miller Ball Breakers. Yeah.
happen at your own pace.
Your mind, your body, and soul. I don't know. That was Ollie King and Border 70, something jazzy for your mind mix. Then Choo Choo Rocket and the single player theme, and Jet Set Radio and Miller Ball Breakers, which is a particular favourite of mine. It's my one of my favourite songs on Jet Set Radio, and it's also the very, 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 very first song played on Saturday Night Sega 18 months or so ago. Yes, because last night was episode 82 of Saturday Night Sega. Alright, 82. Where was you? Wants to know if he's missed Drill or Trollolol. Me and Titans Creed were doing a lot of Trollololing yesterday, but it was actually saying Trollolol and not actually playing the sound clip. Which, you know.
Gee, it sure is boring around here.
Yep, it sure is boring around here. Shut up, Link. This is Sega music. It's not going to be boring, it's fantastic. Chaos Blue, Gav sounding more lively. Liking that right now, did you eat yet? I had a Twix and a Toffee Crisp, and that was like 2 hours ago. I've no idea. Mr. Awesome, what is this song? Are we talking about the Trollolol song? It's Trollolol. Do a YouTube for Trollolol Man, and you will find the Trollolol Man. Right. I need some music to play. What shall we play? Did anybody actually request anything that I've not played yet? Yes. Yes, they did. Ooh, let's have that on. It got requested. It got requested. No, I don't want that one. Thank you. Oh, do you know what? I completely forgot to play. Now that's not very clever. Get that on. when it was sort of open, when the sky was going to open up and we were going to have the sun bursting through the clouds. Burst! It was gonna go. It didn't happen in the end though, because we didn't have any sun bursting through the clouds. I'm not eating healthy foods. Have we not discovered that yet? Is that someone on Twitter saying I'm not eating healthy food? I'm not drinking tea, I'm not drinking coffee, I'm not drinking healthy food, and yet I'm still awake. I think it's success. I think we should continue on down this line of reasoning. I said, I would say that. You know, I don't think anyone else would agree with me, but I agree with me. I think I'm doing what's best for myself. God damn everybody who doesn't believe. What am I looking for? Can't remember what it was. I remember now. There we go. Don't want Choo Choo Rocket again. Do you know what we've not had in a while? I'm not going to play my jingle anymore, because my jingle's a bit rubbish. But we've not actually played any jingle at all, ever, in ages. We'll have one of those. Can you play Burning Rangers theme song? Of course I can, just not right now. Ooh. Okay, I know what to do. I know what to do. There's a music break coming up in about a minute. It's going to be a bit random, because there's going to be a gap in the middle. So I can just switch the podcast over. But this song that we're going to open with now should really have been played at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning when the sun was just rising. The fact that it's not actually risen because the clouds are still out means that it didn't really work. But nevertheless, do enjoy a little bit of Mr. Stream.